Hey fans, this is Shadowvane creator Andrew Lister. I wanted to start off this episode with a few announcements. First of all, for those living in the Midwest and enduring a heck of a snowstorm outside, I wanted to let you know about an upcoming gaming convention in Iowa, GammaCon Omega. GammaCon is the biggest gaming convention in Iowa, and this year I'll be heading out to the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Iowa City to run a game entitled Releasing the Horror Within, which will be set in the same universe as our current story, Progenics Labs. The convention runs from February 20th to February 22nd, and you can find more information at GammaCon.org. Next, our resident artist Ray Williams is working on designs for both stickers and t-shirts. We're hoping to open up an online store at Shadowvane.net within the next few months. Be on the lookout on Facebook and Twitter for sneak peeks of these designs. And finally, I'm proud to announce that we are going to be holding what will hopefully be the first of many writing contests. If you have a good story of suspense or horror rolling around in your brain or already on paper, you can submit it for a chance to win some cool Shadowvane merchandise, as well as hearing your work read by either myself or one of our more talented voice actors. Complete details will be released on the website within the next few days, so be on the lookout. That's all for me. Thanks as always for listening. We couldn't be doing this without all of you. And now, that creepy voice.
Welcome to the Shadowvane Podcast. Tonight, Progenics Labs, Episode 7, The Cover-Up.
The new age of reason will soon begin. The doctors and scientists at Progenics Medical are on the verge of unlocking the cure for influenza. Our corporation strives daily to achieve this goal so that we may give you all the treatment you deserve. We will soon eliminate all fear of disease and death. Let us be your guardian angels and guide you to a better life. Trust Progenics Medical. The future is now.
Yes. I already saw the reconnaissance team's video footage. You know exactly what I expect to be done.
Remind me again why I hired you.
Make sure all the preparations are complete. We are at a pivotal point in our research. The public cannot know of an ancient creature wreaking havoc across North America. Any leaked information needs to be covered up immediately, by any means necessary. I will be feeding all the media hounds a nice juicy steak that they've been wanting for decades. Don't worry about them and follow the protocol. I can handle the board of directors. Deliver believable cover stories to every local and national government agency until we capture that damn creature before he does any more damage. If anyone attempts to reveal this, they will end up like all the rest. You can't hide forever, Bellatrix. Your attempts to flee are futile. Soon you will be in my grasp. I promise it.
Welcome back to Detroit City News. This is Jessica Andrews, live from the DCN studio. New police reports have come in about the mass murder several days ago at an apartment complex near the corner of Elmhurst and Broad Street Avenues. Several residents describe hearing loud shouts, screaming, and even gunshots from one of the other apartments. an elderly couple living a floor above the victims claimed in a recent statement that they had grown accustomed to the tenants arguing, but called 911 when the shouts turned into terrified screams and gunfire. Detroit police arrived at the scene 15 minutes later to find four dead individuals, all of whose names are being withheld until the end of the initial investigation. The detectives aren't offering many details as of yet, but revealed that the fatal wounds were not inflicted by the fired gunshots. In her preliminary findings, the on-site coroner described the scene as extremely peculiar. The victims' throats were all violently ripped open, and they each died of exsanguination, or extreme blood loss. However, very little blood could be found at the scene. Initial views of the security cameras show no one entering or leaving the building at the time of the murders, and police have no suspects at this time. However, our news crew has received a digital photo taken at the scene by one of the residents. Fair warning, the image you're about to see is graphic and was scrawled on the apartment wall in the victim's blood. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it seems we're experiencing technical difficulties. Something has happened to the digital file. Once our analysts get things figured out, we'll broadcast the photo during a future news segment. If any viewers have seen or heard anything regarding this case, feel free to call our toll-free hotline at...
This is Christopher Douglas here with a WBC Nightfall News Special Report. As you can see, I'm here tonight at the Public Relations Office of Progenics Medical with its executive, Yvette Hartman. I'm told that you have an earth-shaking announcement for us tonight, Ms. Hartman. WBC would also like to discuss some of the current events that include the baseless attacks on some of Progenics' medical facilities throughout the United States.
It is an absolute pleasure to be speaking with you once again, Chris. And I just want to thank WBC and all other news networks for allowing us to cut into their programming for this exclusive global announcement.
As always, it's an honor for you to request an interview with the World Broadcast Corporation.
Progenics appreciates all the hard work that WBC does each and every day to broadcast the most important stories to the world. On that note, I want to send out a heartfelt message of support to all the victims and their families of those involved in the recent terrorist attack at Fort Drum Army Base in Jefferson, New York. Progenics has sent a number of its medical personnel to help directly with the situation. Our New York City Medical Center has accommodated many of the injured, and we are dedicated to providing the best care possible for everyone hurt in this heinous terrorist attack.
As you will all remember, Ms. Hartman is referring to the incident that occurred yesterday at Fort Drum, when a series of low-flying drones entered the compound and caused massive explosions at key munitions facilities. As of right now, no terrorist group has stepped forward to claim responsibility on what has been the first major terrorist attack on U.S. soil in over 10 years.
I'm sure whoever is responsible for this will soon be brought to justice.
Speaking of recent news events, please tell us how things are progressing at the Progenics Medical Facility in Cincinnati, Ohio. WBC previously reported that a fire had broken out in a third-floor research laboratory and quickly spread throughout other labs before local fire departments could arrive. How has the recovery gone, and has this altered the upcoming timeline to begin the human clinical trials for the influenza cure?
The Cincinnati Police Department is investigating to determine the cause of this terrible disaster. As of right now, I can assure all patients and personnel that we are working swiftly to ensure we regain full use of the building. As far as our future clinical trials are concerned, this event will not set back our initial date for human trials. The cure will come out on time. Nothing will get in the way of that.
I'm sure the entire world is happy to hear that news. Speaking of news, Ms. Hartman, I don't think I could keep our viewers waiting any longer. You have a very important message for the world today. What is it that you want to share?
Thank you very much, Chris. As a representative for Progenics Medical International, I am here today to announce something very exciting. As you all know, Progenics came into national prominence after pioneering genetic cures for once thought incurable diseases such as lupus and polio. The scientists at Progenics have built upon these foundational genetic breakthroughs to put toward our future cures. Over the course of the last 10 years, some have questioned why Progenics has kept their genetic studies away from the public and other medical companies valiantly working toward ending other debilitating diseases. Up until now, there have been a multitude of legal reasons for keeping this information out of the public sector. I am proud to announce today that over the next several months, Progenics Medical will be releasing genetic research data to other medical companies. It is our hope other scientists will be able to partner with Progenics and use this knowledge to help their patients. We will be partnering with them and even the American Cancer Society to bring cures to the millions suffering worldwide.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Progenics has finally worked through the legal boundaries to spread their knowledge into the medical realms. I am simply at a loss for how else to express the excitement I and everyone else must be feeling right now.
Progenics Medical's ultimate goal is to honor the founder's original mission and vision to put an end to suffering. I am honored to be helping to achieve this. I know he's watching us with a smile on his face from up above, proud of all the work we have done and will continue to accomplish.
For WBC Nightfall News, this has been Christopher Douglas. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
And we're clear.
Great interview, Miss Hartman. Can you believe it? This has got to be the greatest scoop of my entire life.
Just remember who gave you this opportunity, Chris. You scratch our back and we'll continue to scratch yours. The fools! They'll actually believe we're handing over our secret genetic research.
So, when can I expect my payment?
Don't worry. The money is already deposited into your bank account. As long as you keep your mouth shut, everything should continue smoothly. I do have to say, good work with the old terrorist cover-up story. We haven't seen that one used in quite some time.
No need to worry. No one will find out about the truth about the base or any of the other classified Progenics facilities. The public will be too busy focusing on the Middle East.
Speaking of cover-up stories, perhaps it's time I visit my dear friend Archibald Freeman. I've received some intel that he has some puny hacker trying to infiltrate our systems. He's also been making far too many claims about our company. Better deal with him too, just in case.
They will stop at nothing to cover up the truth, Jeremiah. It is up to you to decide the fate of your world.
It's you again. Covering up the truth. What the hell do you mean by that? Just leave me the hell alone!
I didn't say you were covering up anything. Are you okay, Jeremiah? This is the second time today that you blurted out randomly like that.
What? I wasn't talking to you, Anthony. I was just...
Look, you've been acting really weird today. Just how late did you stay here last night?
I don't really remember. I'm sorry, I just haven't been getting enough sleep between all the extra hours here and with a crying baby at home.
Hey, no need to apologize. Just try and relax, okay? I'm sure Dr. Watson will understand if you go home after our regular shift tonight.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, I'm finished for the night. It's about time I head home. What about you? Are you actually going to leave at a decent time tonight?
If I don't want to sleep on the couch again, I think I'd better. You go on ahead without me. I'll clean up the lab as soon as I'm finished my last run of tests.
All right, but you'd better leave on time. Sometimes I think you take this job too seriously. And I have to say, I'd be pretty pissed off too if I were staying at home alone with a newborn.
Don't worry. This shouldn't take longer than 15 minutes.
Have a good night, man.
Yeah, you too, Anthony.
You cannot ignore me, Jeremiah. You must set me free.
I told you to get out of my head!
I am currently imprisoned in a sealed containment unit 2,021 feet below the ground level of this compound. You are the only one who can release me. I saw something in you, Jeremiah. Something genuine. Something unique.
What are you talking about? I have no idea who or what you are, and you are driving me crazy! Get the hell out of my head!
Mr. Roberts, who on earth are you talking to?
Dr. Watson, I'm so sorry for shouting.
I came here to talk with you, but I am confused by your sudden outburst.
I'm fine. Really, I'm fine. I just have to finish my last set of laps before heading home.
Yes, I've noticed you've been staying late to get caught up these last few nights. I'm pleased with your passion to make up for lost time. It shows your true devotion to the corporation's mission, Jeremiah.
I'm doing what I can to meet Progenics' goals, sir. It's just been really hard with a new baby at home. My wife's really frustrated with me and needs me to be around more to help her. So the last few nights have been really tough.
I'm sure the last few nights have been difficult. How did work go last night, Jeremiah? Did you complete all of yesterday's lab specimens?
Yeah, I finished them up before I left. I stayed pretty late, so the end of the night seemed to slip away from me.
Just how late did you work last night?
I think I left sometime around 8. I was in such a daze from the lack of sleep, so I don't recall the exact time.
You left the building at exactly 8:37 out the Western employee exit after cowering in this laboratory for over half an hour.
How did you know all that?
Well, this is not typically told to new hires during their orientation with the EVIS device. It tracks employees' whereabouts at all times and logs information in a secured server. Not to mention, we have security cameras in most locations of the building. Laboratories, elevators, hallways, the main lobby, stairwells. What all did you see, Jeremiah? What did you hear?
I heard you and Ms. Hartman talking in the lobby. And I saw some armed guards wheel something in.
Do not mention me.
And just what did you see wheeled in?
I saw a strange container. I don't know what was inside, but I heard Miss Hartman talking to it. And you said something about an experiment. What did you mean exactly by...
Enough, Jeremiah! Do you not see what all this means? I can sense that you are confused and hesitant. Your involvement in this cannot just be coincidence. You've stumbled into something much larger than you, or myself, or even Ms. Hartman could have anticipated. Consider this a glimpse into the future. Progenics has captured a very important creature, something so powerful and vital. With it in our possession, we can accomplish great feats in the name of science. Imagine a world where your child never had to die.
I'm not sure I understand.
I believe the only real way to explain is to show you.
What do you mean, show me? Show me what?
Do you remember those words my mentor told me? You are ready now. Come with me and see the truth for yourself.
Follow him and find the real truth.
I have to get home to Martha and James soon.
Trust me, Jeremiah. Everything will make sense soon enough.
All right, I just have to make a quick call home.
I'm afraid I cannot allow that. You must decide now. This is your only opportunity to join us in changing the course of history. Unfortunately, time is of the utmost importance. I'll be waiting near the elevators for you. Choose wisely. Miss Hartman, I'm sorry for calling you, but I wanted to let you know that we are right on schedule. I'll be taking Mr. Roberts down now.
Understood. Show him everything. I am disappointed in his poor luck. Let's hope that he's ready for what lies underground. You know what to do if he shows signs of weakness. We don't need any more liabilities.
Of course, Miss Hartman. I knew you would make the right decision. Follow me, Jeremiah.
Trust in Progenix Medical. Together we will create a world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Together we will create a new world, one that will bring us into a prosperous age. Let our visionaries be your guide and escape the fear of death. We are Progenix Medical, and we are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to Progenix Labs, Episode 7, The Cover-Up. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Yvette Hartman is Emily Morgan. The voice of Elijah Watson is Curtis Jackson. The voice of Bellatrix is Brian Nash. Additional voice actors for this episode include Michael Denley, Mike Richards, Linda Fox, Emily Salzer, and Andrew Lister. Progenix Labs is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we will read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.